The mob attack on the Capitol stunned the nation this week, and many are asking how it happened. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that includes Syracuse-area Congressman John Katko, who was in the Capitol building when it was breached.
Katko says protesters in Washington are a common sight every day as he heads to his office in the Capitol building.
They're chanting, they're waving flags, and God bless them. That's America. That's a heartbeat of America. But not once have I seen any of them become aggressive and come after us. So that was something that really is going to cause us to have to reassess the entire safety complex of the Capitol, much like we did after 9/11.
Katko says the Capitol Police are undermanned and underfunded and simply weren't in a position to defend the Capitol from a violent mob. He believes the Capitol Police Command needs to explain what happened.
They're not so good with crowd control of this size because their job is to protect the buildings. But when they get overwhelmed like they did, they had no chance. And I thought they performed admirably. But we do need to know what happened and why they didn't have more help at the outset. I think it was a very serious mistake on their part.
Katko, a fourth-term Republican, has offered to lead a congressional investigation into the massive security breach. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.